Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
We do love South African music. We do love South Africans. We do love, specifically when people from KZN do some amazing stuff. And the person that we have in the studio is doing things we have never thought were possible to do.
Yeah, well, especially us in particular.
Like,
We are not those people. But something else that we love is a good adventure. Specifically when other people are doing it, nailing it, making it look so easy. And this is not for nothing. So this is a pretty important, very iconic sporting event that is held in the province. It is the Doozy Canoe Marathon. It is fierce. It is unpredictable. It separates the paddlers from the pretenders, which I feel is a jab and is making me feel some type of way.
Yeah, I felt that, man. So this is not your average Sunday paddle, guys. It's beyond that. It's a grueling race from Pietermaritzburg to Durban through rivers, rapids, and challenging terrain. Mm. And from what it looks like, right, it takes more than just being one of those people who's like, I just like participating
in
sports.
I'll just try it. Yeah.
It takes guts, stamina, and you know, you probably will at some point think, why am I doing this? Why am I risking my liver to this level?
Yes.
Yeah, it takes that.
Yeah. So, because we clearly know nothing about anything. We have brought in our sports expert, sports lead, king of all things sporty sport, Nicholas Latham. Nick, can you give us a quick little chudunta on what Doozy is about, just in case we've been living under a rock and we don't know what the Doozy is?
Do you know, guys know that I've done the Doozy?
Yeah, yes, I know you've done the Doozy.
You brag about it too much sometimes.
I wasn't sure if you guys knew.
Did it once? It was like one and done. Yeah. One and done.
No, but guys, seriously, the Doozy is, it's insane. Mm. 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm. Hours and hours and hours in the hot sun, on the river, running, walking up hills with your boat on your shoulder.
Oh my goodness.
Hills and a boat? No,
it is insane.
But it's giving Dora the Explorer.
We do have with us here today someone who's clocked the Doozy. Three-time defending K1 Women's Champion, singles boat. We've got in studio with us Christy McKenzie. Hello, Christy.
Yay, Christy!
Legend, man. Okay. All right, so we're going to start with asking the questions here, right? Welcome to the show. You are giving a different type of human being, like, you are not like us.
not like us.
First things first, right? Three Doozy wins. That's insane. Just thinking about it gives me a headache. I'm like, oh my God, goodness, where does she get the chutzpah from? How do you mentally and physically prepare for such an extreme race?
Sure. Super great question. I've been working with my coach really hard. We do train twice a day, every day, bar one day a week. The long paddles, endurance paddling, really helps with the stamina part of things. Lots of heat training. Obviously, it is absolutely sweltering hot in that Doozy Valley. Training with thermals on, keeping really warm. And a lot of cross training as well. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of running, a lot of paddling, and a lot of stamina. So, yeah, it's been a good time training for this one and really looking forward to it.
Yeah, Who are you?
No, it's like, also, like, I'm waiting for Christy to go, I don't know, I just woke up one day and nailed it. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Training twice a day and having a full-time job.
Not winning it once, not twice, now thrice, and defending, right? So we will have more from Christy momentarily. We're going to get through your Newswatch headlines. Nick is going to bring you sport. Andy will bring you traffic. And we are going to try and... Can we even run around this building?
Stacey, I feel seen.
There you are.
Ooh.
Attacked!
Stacey and Jay Spoon.
Kendrick Lamar, Luther, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Stacey and Jay Spoon here with you until 6 o'clock. And we are not alone. Joining us in studio, she is everything. She's an icon. She's the moment. She has conquered the rapids, braved the elements, and secured the title not once, not twice, but three times. Christy McKenzie, three-time Doozy Canoe Marathon winner in the Doozy.
Now, Christy, let's get into the weeds of the Doozy. So it's not just paddling. It's 3 days of paddling and running and dragging your boat and just making sure you get to Durban alive.
Correct.
Now that you've won it three times, but you've done it numerous amount of times, what is the toughest part for you about the Doozy?
Oh, Ananda Dam is my nemesis. Mm. Day two is a 46-kilometer day. And the
46
last...
Ks, Stacey?
Mm-hmm.
46.
Damn.
You've already raced day one, so you're tired, your legs are sore. You get to the headwaters of the dam and you you still have an hour on the dam. You've got 10 kilometers to go on flat water, very little assistance from the river. Sometimes you're into a headwind, so that's the most mentally challenging part of the race, I think, for me.
You know what? As you are answering these questions, I'm here thinking, are you hearing what you are saying to us? Like, can you understand? Like,
check back like, in with yourself, Christy, please.
So I'm not an athlete, but I've had my fair share of a 5 kilometer.
I know that.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll brag about
that
all
my
life.
There we go.
Yes.
I do athletes. Imagine
completely
it's not just
the same thing.
I do imagine it's not just about physical strength, right? You've got to have some mental game to get through the tough times. Now, when it gets tough, how do you push through those moments?
Sure. Often, I've thought of my little brother, Hamish McKenzie.
Yeah.
He just shows so much grit, so much tenacity. And I draw a lot of inspiration from him. So he's often a huge motivator for me. But it's also the hours that we spend training for this. I mean, I did a 3-hour by myself last weekend, and that's like, it's so mentally challenging when everyone's getting off the water and they, you know, having drinks together and having a jaw, and I'm still there having an extra hour on the water by myself. Like, that's challenging, and I think doing that in training makes the race easy.
Sure. That she said easy to us. easy. Okay. So, I mean, considering that if you have the mental stamina, the physical wherewithal, the audacity to participate in the doozy, if somebody wants to do this, they're like, actually, I feel inspired. Mm. They're drawing inspiration from you. What is one piece of advice you would give somebody who wants to do it for the first time?
First timers, definitely do your pre-races. Your pre-races are your 50 milers and Annadam to Durban. They're basically shorter races on the doozy route that allow you the opportunity to see the river. You can get incredibly lost in the Doozy Valley if you don't know where you're going. Mm-hmm. So that would be my advice to first timers.
Okay, so like actually, you know,
practice.
Where you need to be.
How you
maybe,
play.
Maybe you want to train. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to, you know, kind of try this before, then rock up on the day and hope for the best.
Yeah, put in the hard work. Yeah. Now, something else that a lot of people are putting in the hard work for, since it is the week of Valentine's Day, we're gonna have to ask you this question. All right, do you have a Valentine's?
I do have a Valentine's.
Aww.
It's all the way over in America at the moment. So I am having a Galentine's on Friday with my girls from
stunning,
work.
Stunning,
stunning. So super excited for that. But yeah, no, my man's overseas at the moment.
Damn. She does it all, hey? Managing relationships, long distance.
And that damn has no end at the end, if you know what I'm saying.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for joining us. You are an absolute legend, and we cannot wait to support you for the next one. I'm told you're going to handle it quite well based on how you are responding to these questions.
Thank you.
You are both physically and mentally ready.
Thank you so much.
So if you want to catch up on all the doozy action this year, it's happening from the 20th to the 22nd of February. So that is next Thursday to next Saturday. Christy, that's soon, eh?
It's now, now. It's now, now.
Come on.
So you guys can get down to Blue Lagoon for the finish on Saturday. I'm going to be there on the ground for the 3 days, Thursday to Saturday. We'll be doing live updates on the radio on Thursday and Friday morning.
Yeah.
So you can catch it all live here.
Stunning. Thank you so much, Christy. Good luck.
You're amazing.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
And if all else fails and you need more inspiration, think of us.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.